Forgiven because God is faithful and righteous. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from every sin. If we say that we do not have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah that we are forgiven. Forgiveness, however, does not end with our initial experience of salvation. We should experience God's forgiveness every day of our lives. We want to have a rich experience of forgiveness. For this, we will see now more of why it is that God forgives us and how it is that he forgives us. God actually has to forgive us, not only because he said that he would and he would surely not go against his own word, but because he is even righteously obligated to forgive us. To see this, we must understand God's righteousness. God required the shedding of blood for our sins. God is righteous, altogether just. He cannot simply turn a blind eye to injustices. He judges sinners righteously, and because he cannot tolerate any sin, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. In his great mercy and wisdom, God made a plan to save us from the wages of sin. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, the one who is God, Jehovah the Great I Am, to die in our stead and to pay the price for our sins. Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was wounded because of our transgressions, he was crushed because of our iniquities. The chastening for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we have been healed." And verse 8 of the same chapter says that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due. Jesus Christ was the sinless one. He did not have to die for himself because he had no sin. Yet he paid the price for all the sins of mankind. The debt that we owed was fully paid. By his death on the cross, all of God's righteousness could be fulfilled. God required the blood, and Jesus' blood satisfied God's requirement. Matthew 1:21 says, "And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." How do you realize that Jesus was born to come and die for us? How we praise and thank him. We were supposed to die for our sins, but God gave us Jesus as the provision to satisfy God's righteous requirement. Psalm 116:12 through 13 says, "What shall I return to Jehovah for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah." We encourage you to go to the Lord and spend personal time with him. Open up to him and thank him for all he has done. He is truly wonderful.